USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is moving ahead to November's Senate election against Republican Senator Ron Johnson after clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday.
I just want everybody to take a look around this room and realize that we are more united than we have ever been before in this state.
Elon Musk sold more than $6.9 billion in Tesla shares. That's according to new filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Tuesday. The sell-off comes weeks after the Tesla CEO's bid to withdraw a $44 billion agreement to buy Twitter and ensuing legal battle. A federal judge in California on Tuesday ruled that three golfers who joined the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV tournament will not be able to compete in the PGA Tour postseason. It's the latest ruling in a legal battle between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Political Reasons has many from both parties moving to other states.
A new Ipsos Axios poll found that many Americans of both parties are now considering moving from their home states to new locations where their political beliefs hold sway. Over 30% of Americans have considered making such a move in the past 6 months. Overall, 38% of people who said they are considering a move will go to a red state compared to 34% who would move to a blue state and 28% to a swing state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina says they found the vehicle and arrested its prime suspect in recent Muslim killings in the area. Police and FBI agents have arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Syed. Police consider Syed to be the prime suspect. Detectives reported finding evidence that shows Syed knew the victims and that a conflict may have led to the shootings. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
If you feel as if the Department of Justice is politically biased and is intentionally prosecuting political opponents, you're not alone. Former senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, gives Fox News his perspective.
It's best to see this as one continuing, never-stopping witch hunt that begins with the Russia collusion hoax, that continues through the Ukraine hoax, the Ukraine impeachment, that continues through the effort to paint the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation, to plant a false story about Russian bounties right before the election, and then, of course, the Whitmer kidnapping plot as an October surprise, all the way through present day. The key thing to understand in all of this, though, is that the president controls classification authority. It is blatantly unlawful and unconstitutional to even suggest that archivists would be able to say, not the president, what is and isn't classified. So this is entirely a pretextual basis.
One of nature's best celestial shows is coming back this weekend. NASA says the Perseids meteor shower will have a peak of 50 to 100 meteors per hour and are known for occasional fireballs, larger and longer lasting explosions of light and color that come from larger comet fragments. The optimum viewing this year will be Friday night into early Saturday morning. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.